This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
This week's parasha, parasha's Ba'lo Yischa. We have the parasha of Misaynanim. Misaynanim, the complainers. It's a big yesod, Rabbi Yisai. A person must understand, a yid must understand, that Yiddishkeit requires that a person should be tzufriedni, should be happy. A person who is not happy, and the male as a result of his unhappiness, he complains. He's a chronic complainer. It's not just a flaw. It's not just a bad midah. It's not just a bad personality. It goes to the heart of Yiddishkeit. It strikes against the whole yisayid of what it means to be a yid. Simcha sachayim, and in reverse, complaining, goes against the grain of what the Torah expects and what the Torah wants from a yid. In the parasha of Misaynanim, it says, Ra ba'ozni Hashem. It's evil. They complained, and it was evil. Vayishma Hashem. Hashem even hears the complaints as something that needs to strike with punishment, severe punishment, a severe reaction. That the Eibishter gets angry at Tibabam Eish Hashem. Atoichal b'kzeh amat amachna. The Pasuk, interesting, if we start analyzing the Lashon of the Pasuk, there's a few diukim, a few things that need to be addressed, that need to be pointed out. Vayihi ha'am kemisayinim, the people were like vayihi. What do you mean vayihi? It's not a state of mind. It's not a vayihi. It's what they did. It's what you do, right? When a person complains, it's something he's doing. It's a verb. It's an action. He's a mesayne. The pasuk doesn't use lashon that they complained, but rather vayhi, they were in a state of vayhi, they were kimesaynanim, like complainers. Why? Why doesn't the Torah just write the ha'am were misaynin, they complained? Why did it say vayhi ha'am kimesaynanim? Another diuk in the Lashon, ki misaynanim. It should say, vayam misaynanim. They complained. Found in Chazal already, there's a Medrash Yilamdenu that addresses the Shaila and says that we have to say they were not mamish misaynanim, but they were ki misaynanim. Medrash says, mimeyam leichatu chet gamur. They never really did full misaynanim. V'leilaku maka gemura. Because ilam arkas v'yaham misaynanim l'haylem slicha. It would be so bad that they would never be able to be forgiven. So bad. It's so bad. What do you mean? All other chatayim we have mechila. For some reason here, they would never be forgiven for this. Vayhi ha'am is lahoyulam slicha. Ela kim isayinim. The Mela, therefore, it doesn't say vayhi ha'am isayinim. Unbelievable chiddush. What does it mean? They were like misayinim, because if they really were misayinim, there would be no hope, no mechila. What? It's so they complained. All right, I understand. It's not a good thing. There's an interesting lashon of the Sipurna. The Sipurna talk addresses the kim misayinim, like and not actual misayinim, and he explains because they actually had nothing to complain about. Like misayinim and believe in be'emes. They weren't actually complaining. Because they had no reason to complain. So they were complaining for the sake of complaining, only to pick a fight, so to speak, with the Eibishter. It was Lanases. He was trying to arouse the Rebbeinu Shalom's anger to. Okay, so then I hear they have nothing to complain about. They have nothing to complain about. And the fact that they're complaining, the Sipurna's learning was just to complain, to fight with the Eibishter. All right, so that's a very bad thing. You know, a lot of times people have no reason to complain, and they're only complaining because they want to pick a fight. They're looking to complain so they could complain so they can make a problem. Maybe that's why it's Ra. It's Ra b'ozni Hashem. Hashem is saying, if I came and I gave you a difficult situation, you complain. But there was nothing to complain about. And you're just doing it so you could complain, so you can make problems. That's Ra b'ozni Hashem. Could be. But then again, had you really complained, it would be worse. What's called really complaining? What? This is called not really complaining. This is complaining externally. What's really complaining? So what is it? Let's take a look a little bit more in the Pasuk. Pasuk doesn't say what they complained about. Doesn't even say what they complained about. Yeah. It just says they complained. It should say what they complained about. And l'chura, it's mashma from the pasuk, that it doesn't really make a difference. You know, when people complain, usually it's not about what. It's about complaining. So the pasuk is teaching us. They were complaining. What were they complaining? What's the difference? You look a little further, it begins another Vayitzak Amel Moshe, almost like another parasha. Vayitzak Amel Moshe, Vispal Moshe, Hashem, Vatashke Eish. So it calmed down. Then it says Vasafsa Shebekir B'Yisavu Taiva, which L'Chayri seems to be a new parasha. That the Asafsuf also started to complain. They wanted meat. Vayeshuvu, vayivku, vayoimru, again complaining. So l'chura, it would seem that this was not the same as the beginning. So that's why in a chanami, the Sipurna learns they were complaining al teirech haderech. They were kvetching, it was hard to go. So this was about the meat, yeah. And this, right, the asafs was about the meat, and this was about teirech haderech. I saw an interesting Ramban. Ramban says, what was this inyan of complaining? What was the misayinim? Says the Ramban, a little different than Rashi, because Rashi learns misayinim, a misayinim alosh and alila. Mevakshim alila echlif reish machri amakim. It actually was an excuse. A lot of times people complain. It's not about the issue. It's an excuse not to do what they have to do, which is a good lesson. A person has to know this. When you see people complaining, many a time, the issue is not what they're complaining about. It's excuses. It's excuses not to do what they have to do. They come and they complain. You know, we find in the shul, everyone complains about the Rav. Complain. I've studied it in great length. Why? Why is everyone complaining about the Rav? Everything he does and everything, you're not even doing anything. And the answer is, it's an alila. It's an excuse. Why? Because if you don't complain about the Rav, you have to listen to what he has to say. He tells you to daven. He tells you not to talk during daven. He tells you to learn. So how do you answer that? The answer is... Rabba Ozne Hashem, Rashi explains, Te'una, Shehi Rabba Ozne Hashem, Shemiskamnin Shetavu Ba'ozne V'yaknit. So actually, it's an excuse, and therefore they're really causing trouble, and therefore it's Bosnei Hashem, they want Hashem to hear it. The Ramban doesn't learn like this. Ramban learns a little differently. The Ramban says, Anachoim Be'enai, Ki Kashin Yisrachu Mar Sinai, Sheyukarev LeYishuv. They left Har Sinai. Har Sinai was close to where people had Yishuv. Was inhabited, but then as they move away from Har Sinai, Bo B'Sei Chamidbar, Agadol V'Neira B'Mas Harishon, they're now in the middle of the Midbar. They're navigating in the Midbar. Hoyim Itzdarim Bi'Atzmam Leimar Manasseh. So now all of a sudden they have Tzar. What do we do? Ve'Chnichya. How do we live? U'Manoicha. What are we going to eat? U'Manishta. What are we going to drink? Ve'Chnisbul Amol V'Aini. So Ramban is learning that they had detailed complaints. The Sipurna learns they were complaining al terech haderech. Rashi learns that what were they complaining? Ailanu kama levatnu b'derech hazesh leishish yamim shleinachnu min. Also, the traveling, no rest. Ramban doesn't learn like that. Ramban is learning that it's almost like they had phobia and fears. What are we going to eat? What are we going to drink? How are we going to take it? Which are pretty much legitimate complaints. Right? These are serious complaints. So then what's the problem? Says the Ramban, V'hoyi Rabbeini Hashem, Shailam Lalecha Sakhrov Bisimcha Vituv Lev Miraiv Koltaivash and Asam Lahem. What are you complaining? Abishta Rabbeinu Shlailam was good to you. Till now. Bisaimich Habitach and trust him. So the fact that you're complaining is Rabba Ozne Hashem. So we have over here a machlekes, yeah. The Ramban is learning that their complaints was more about fear for the future. And still, there was a complaint against Klal Yisrael that they're misaining and they're complaining for nothing. They should have relied b'simcha v'tuv lev on the Eibishter. It's interesting that Ben Ezra uses the word misaininim, and he translates it. What is misaininim? Gzeiras avayim. The root word misaininim has an aleph and a nun. Misaininim has an aleph and a nun, which is really the shayrish of avayim. V'chein machshaveis einecha. That what? That the avayim, there's a sin. There's an expression in Yiddish, mitarnet zindigin. Complaining is called zindigin. Zindigin means to sin. comes from this Eben Ezra place. It's interesting. Those that know the Mamelashin, so to speak, from Yiddish, they'll know that there's an expression, Mitar Zindigin, when a person complains about his lot in life, oh, what's going to be and where? So you tell him, Mitar Zindigin. Where does it come from? Zindigin. Comes from here. This Eben Ezra learns that the word Misaininim means Zindigin. Ovei. So what's the sin? Here, Rabbi, say, what's the sin? According to the Ramban, it didn't seem that they were trying to pick a fight with the Eibishter. It doesn't seem, according to the Ramban, that they were doing something malicious or vicious. Bishlaim, according to the Sipurna, they were trying to pick a fight with the Eibishter. They were trying to complain for the sake of making trouble. Okay, that's an avin, that's an avera. But according to the Ramban, it seems like they were complaining about their situation. So why is that called Misaininim? And why is it Rab Ozne Hashem? Eibishter says, I can't listen to it. I can't listen. Rab Ozne Hashem. And that there's such an Einish. Where does that come from? Why is it so? And the Teretz Rabbi say is, deep down, you have to know where the shayrish of a person's complaining comes from. And I'll explain to you what I mean. Rabbi Yeruchim, Mashkiach, Rabbi Yeruchim explains that sometimes we complain about one thing, but the shayrish of it, the root of it, is actually from bad. There's a bad. And that's why he says it's Rab Ozne Hashem. On the surface, not so big what he did. But it's Ba'ozne Hashem, Hashem who was able, the Rabbeinu Shalom is able to listen carefully and hear and discern what's really bothering the person. Rab Ba'ozne Hashem. Azei learned Rabbi Yeruchim. Mashkiach Rabbi Yeruchim and Das Teir explains, why does it say Rab Ba'ozne Hashem? And the Teretz is, you hear the Teretz is, Ra. Sometimes a person complains. Sounds like it's legit. Sounds like he has something to complain about. Rabba Ozni Hashem. The Eibishter hears that the Shairish of it is no good. And Rabbi Yeruchim explains, so where is the Shairish? Usually Taiva. Taiva. A person, he wants something. He's not getting what he wants. And the thing that he wants is not for him. It's taka not right. But he wants it. He wants it. He wants to have taivus olam hazeh. He wants to have who knows what. So what does he do? He starts to complain. So the complaints is this, and this is difficult. That's not what it's all about. That's not what, there's an expression in Yiddish, Rabbi, sorry. And forgive me that I'm teaching Yiddish, you know. You walk away from my shirim, you'll at least know Yiddish. I don't know if you understood all the different Torah I said, at least the Yiddish you'll learn. Okay. Mizak the tachter remained the shnur. What does that mean? Sometimes a mother is going to sit at a table and she really wants to complain about the daughter-in-law. She's not happy with what the daughter-in-law, but she can't talk about the daughter-in-law because the daughter-in-law is going to storm off and then she's going to make the husband leave and make a whole story. So she starts complaining about the daughter and saying, you know, you did that. And the daughter's looking back. What do you want from me? I have nothing to do with this. Mizak the tachta, you say to the daughter, You mean the daughter-in-law. Complaining, Rabbi Yisai, is a tricky thing. You got to know from what you say to why you're saying it and who you and what you're really addressing might be two different things. You walk around complaining. You listen to people that complaining. It's hard to know. It's hard to know what they're really complaining about. Is it really the things that they say? No, maybe there's something deeper. Maybe that they're complaining is because they're not happy, that they're not, and therefore they complain about things that there's nothing to complain about. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam hears this. It's Ra Ba'ozne Hashem. You know, the Asaf Suf is an interesting lesson, and I think the Parsha of Misayinim is a Parsha. The Torah is teaching us something. It's a lesson. And like I said, it speaks and it addresses the heart of Yiddishkeit. A Yid is not allowed to be a Misayinim. Like I said to you from the Eben Ezra, it's called Zindigin. It's a contradiction. A Yid and a Misayinim is a contradiction. What's wrong? He's complaining. Who doesn't krecht? Right? Everybody, schrecklich, terrible, right? It's not so pashut. You know, the Chafetz Chaim used to say, a mensch meg zogin, a person's allowed to say, asi schwer, that it's difficult. But he can't say asi nicht gut. When someone asks you, how's it? You can't say it's not good. Tarzan Shagin, I'll say it. Zeflek the Chav, it's Chaim Zogin. A Yid is not, it's, you think so what? So he said a big deal. What did he say? He said, it's not good. How you doing? Not so good. No, you know, I'll say that. Sure, it's difficult. But not good. I'll let him say it. What's the point? Misoinenim means, like I said, people think, so what's he complaining? So it's vas. No. It's a contradiction to the hashkaf of a Yid who's a maimon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a contradiction. It's a contradiction. So on one hand, because when you complain, sometimes you mean something completely different. Sometimes when you complain, it's about something completely different. You know, like I said, the Asaf Suf. What was the Asaf Suf? They wanted meat. The Mefarshim said they had plenty of meat. Plenty of meat. They had plenty of... They still had plenty of cattle. You know how much cattle they took? They had meat. It's not true. The whole story is not true. The Mefarshim also talk about... Zacharnu es hadoga asher noichel b'mitzrayim chinam. Es hakishuim. V'yes ha'avtichim. V'yes ha'chotzim. So I always wondered, I don't understand. You want meat, so what are you saying, Zacharno Sadaga? We remember the fish and the chreis and the vegetables. Bishlam, you come and say, I want fish. And you say, I remember the fish. Okay, I get it. I get it, right? No? Rabbi said, Pasha, I always wondered, pshat and pasik. When you complain, you want meat. So how do you say, I remember the meat? But you didn't get meat. So what do you complain? Zacharno Sadaga? You remember the what are you talking about? And then also, Kishuyim, Avtichim, the Mefarshim say that all these things were actually fed to them in Mitzrayim because it was a weak diet. It was very bitter. It stays in the system long. It's not a good, not a very healthy thing. These were not healthy vegetables, so to speak. Now, I don't want to go into diet now. You know, a lot of people started hacking me with these psukim. Is avtichim good? Avtichim's no good. Betzalim, shumim. Garlic is good. Garlic is not good. Chveis, betzalim. It's a when you're pregnant, it's not good to eat these things. Kishuyim. What are kishuyim? These are squashes. Some guy came to me in Lakewood and he says to me, "And squash is the worst thing to eat. Look at the pasuk." I said, "Okay, chveis, I don't know." One thing I do know for sure, yeah? they're being remembering what? The great diet they had in Mitzrayim. That's what the, you know, when you complain, it doesn't make sense. If you listen to the complaints, it doesn't add up. The Torah is teaching us something. You have the meat and you're complaining. You want the kishuyim, it's not even something that was good for you, but you're complaining. Did you ever try to stop for a minute to listen to what you're complaining about? And the teretz is, no, maybe not. Maybe not. People complain. And on top of this, the famous kasha, you know, when they had the man, they had everything that they could have ever wanted. Everything was in the man. Every taste was in the man. So many mefarshim want to say, yes, but you didn't have the food. You know, food is enjoyable only when you see it. A blind person, they say, doesn't really enjoy his food. Food is not about taste, necessarily. It's about the way it looks. Naftali Trapp used to say, a shmooze. What was his shmooze? He says he once walked into a restaurant and they charged him a lot of money for the restaurant. You know, he walked out, he said, I don't even know what, in my house I get the same food, you know, it's the same. My wife cooks the same chicken, has the same taste. But at the restaurant you pay for the way it looks, the way they give each other a special plate, the nice silverware with the right side and the left side and the napkin folded over. The Zalba chicken at the Fleck de Zog. It's the same piece of chicken. No, it's it looks good. It looks, you know. All right. Yeah. So maybe the man, they couldn't see anything. Yeah. They couldn't see. And maybe that's what was so kaddish about the man, you know. It didn't have the taiva aspect of it, which means it filled you up, gave you the right taste that you could have wanted. It was nech, it was nichnas. It went into the me'ayin. It was all absorbed. It was not healthy. Everything you could, yeah, but it didn't have the sugar, and it didn't have the taiva that attracts. What do you call that? It's megarea. You have, you know, one of the things about cuisine is if you put in a lot of salt or you put in a lot of sugar, say the mouth wants more and more and more. Could be by the month there was no more and more. You ate and you were satisfied. It is what it was, you know. Eh? So could be that's what was bothering them. They couldn't see. Mefarshim say that the Torah actually explains to us the Asaf Suf. And that is Asaf Suf Asher Bekirboi. Hisavu Taivu. Yeshuva Vayivku Gamini Swa Yom Yechalenu Basa. Yeah. So what's Hisavu Taivu? It's a double ocean. Hisavu Taivu. And the answer is that a taiva to have a taiva. Had a taiva, his avu, taiva. They had what they needed, Rabbi Yisai. But they're looking for something else. They're looking, they're searching. Why do people search? Why do people look? People have what they need. The Eibishter gives what you need. And if the Eibishter doesn't give it to you, Mustami, you don't need it. You don't have to walk around thinking you got an Einish and therefore you didn't get what you're supposed to get. So then why don't you just look at what you have and say, I have? And the answer is something within. There's a hole in the heart of a person, in his pneumius, in his inner, he's not happy. Something's missing. And when you're missing, you search. The problem is, we're searching in the wrong places. You know what the heart wants? If he's a Yid, the heart wants Torah. The heart wants to be close to the Rabbeinu Shloim. The minute it doesn't have and it's empty, so it starts searching, but it's searching for the wrong things. Hisavu taivu. They started looking. I need something more and more. And the problem is, it doesn't end because that's not what you need. Hasavsu fasher bekirboy. Hisavu taiva. They were looking for something. They're searching. Had they had an understanding of what it means to be in the Midbar, what it means to be connected to the Eibishter, what it means to be lechtech achrib amidbar beretz loizeruah, they'd be very happy. Rebbe Rav Pam always used to say, everyone is searching for the city of happiness. It's an expression. It can only be found in the state of mind. I used to say it over all the time. What's the point? If you understand what you're really looking for, you're in the right mindset, then you'll be very happy. Misynonym. What's misynonym? And I think the Ramban is saying something very, very eloquent and unique. Ramban is saying, "Anochem be'enai, ki kashen israchku mehar Sinai." Left Har Sinai. They left Har Sinai, huh? They left Har Sinai. Kashen israchku mehar Sinai. So they blamed it, their unhappiness and their complaining, that it has to do with Makom Yishuv. We're afraid, we don't have Parnosa, we don't have this. Maybe they weren't identifying where the real emptiness and where the real unhappiness came from. When it's Rachum Har Sinai, as time goes on, away from Har Sinai, you're missing it. You know, they left Sinai Ketinek Habirech Mibeis HaSefer. And that's what the Ramban is saying. What they should have done is, they should have went after the Eibishter, B'Simcha U'Vituv Leiv. B'Simcha U'Vituv Leiv. Misoinenim is not just that a person sinned externally, by saying, by complaining. Misoinenim goes to the cord of where the person really is holding. To be a Yid and to understand what it means to be a Yid and to complain is a contradiction. Gedolei Yisrael used to say that whenever they're very unhappy, you know what they focus on the bracha in the morning, Shelo Yasani Goy. And they automatically become happy. Gedolei Yisrael, it's in many of the Sfarim, Chassidish Sfarim, Litvish Sfarim, that when they made the bracha, Shelo Yasani Goy, it brought happiness. How could you be unhappy? Shelo Yasani Goy. Reb Baruch Ber, Bichashmul, Zechet Tzadik Levracha, used to say, people think when they make the bracha, Shaloya Sani Goy, they make that bracha, they're thinking about the Bowery Goy, right? The guy who walks around with his pants by his ankles, right? His pants all the way down to his ankle, and then he has 50,000 tattoos. He has more tattoos than he has room on his body, right? And he walks around, moving around from side to side because he's shikker, right? And he's high and he's low. He's all over the place. Oh, Shaloya Sani Goy. He said, no. You know, he said, when I look at the honorable Goy, when I look at the prestigious Goy, that's when I make the bracha Shaloya Sani Goy. I look at the presidents and I look at the prime minister. Oh, Shaloya Sani Goy. He said, open the Kedushas Levi, that he once walked into Bes Medrash and he said all the brachas besides Shaloya Sani Goy. So he asked him, Rebbe, you missed one bracha. He said, I didn't miss it. He said, what happened was I was walking the street and a very honorable tsar, a royal guy, passed by. So I took the opportunity to make the bracha shaloy asani guy. Took the opportunity. Yeah. They say, oh, from Rabbi Anshul, the first Rothschild, Rabbi Anshul Rothschild. Yeah. I read it in the histories, the history about Rabbi Anshul Rothschild. So he would walk the street, and Fashtetzach, the guy in the hoodlums, used to yell at him, Juden, Verstunken, you know, the smelly guy, smelly Jew, smelly. Every time a guy would tell him smell, he would take out money and give it to the guy. Thanks for the compliment. Thanks for the compliment. Baruch Hashem, yeah. Yeah. Thanks for the compliment. Yeah. What do you think? Huh? Imagine, you know, today, when a guy rolls up his window and he's, you Judah, get all angry, get all, what do you get angry? You should be proud. Baruch Hashem, I'm a Yid. What do you mean? I'm thrilled. Thanks for the compliment. Shkoyach for the thanks. Can you do it again? Could you call me dirty Jew against my Mayudik? Huh? Or do you get angry? It says over there that the hoodlums, the young hoodlums in the town, they caught on that every time you call him a dirty name, Jew, right, he would give money. So they all lined up to, they made a business out of it. It says over there. So he chopped that he can't give every guy a zlota. So he started giving them brachas, you know. Then they stopped, you know. Then they stopped. The point being, it's a contradiction. A yid, and to be unhappy, it doesn't go together. Tachas asher lo yavadeto as Hashem alikecha b'simcha v'tuv leiv. Meiroiv koil. You know the teichacha comes from that. So I wasn't oivid Hashem. B'simcha meiroiv koil. Why does the teichacha? All the tremendous calamity. Why? Which is really what we learn over here. That vayivar bo'esh Hashem, Hashem mamish vayicharapoy. Hashem gets angry. What are you so angry about? What, you're complaining. Who doesn't complain? Huh? They used to say over, it's a Jewish thing to complain. Krecht. No? Who does? They say over the famous joke that there was once a Yid sitting on a train and he was krechtzing how thirsty he is and how hot he is and how tired he is. Oh, I'm thirsty. Oh, I'm tired. Oh, I'm hot. Oh, yeah. Okay. The guy sitting next to him couldn't take it anymore. He just couldn't take it. So he said, could you stop complaining? Could you stop? You're making me crazy. You stop. Stop for a minute or two and he started again. Okay. So by the next stop that they came to, the guy who was sitting next to him, ran out, went to the first vendor, bought him a drink, ran into the train, gave the guy the drink. Here, he opened up the bottle, drink. Yeah. The guy drank. 2 minutes later, the guy started again. Oy, was I thirsty. Oy, was I so hot. I was so hot, I was so thirsty. I'm not going to change Jewish nuance. It's the nuance of Achleis people. You see that complaining. Yeah, you see complaining, Rabbi Isai. It's not just an act of complaining. It speaks something deeper to the point that it's mamish atayna. Tachas Hashem lo yavadeto Hashem alikecha b'simcha or the tov leiv. I always wonder, pshat in the pasuk, tachas hashavato es Hashem aleikecha. Why does it say Hashem aleikecha? Aleikecha is midas hadin. Could be. It's a tiny, even when there's midas hadin. Even when things go rough, and they're nisyonis, and it's difficult, it's still a tiny tachas hashavato. Es Hashem aleikecha. Besimcha uvetuv leiv. What's the double lashon of simcha and tuv leiv? Simcha, gotta be happy. And what does it mean, meiroiv koil? And the answer is, koil, you don't have to get everything, rabbis say. People are only happy when they have everything. That's not the right hashkof of it. It's meiroiv koil. You have most of what you... Mostly you're okay. Mostly you got what you... Rav Zayin Tzifriedin. There's a person that says, call me Shigesh Leimana Reitzim Asayim, I want everything. It's everything or nothing. Haman talks like that. Haman speaks, you hear? V'chol zei nenu shayvali. V'chol zei nenu shayvali. Why? Because he didn't get everything he wanted. He didn't give me everything. I want it all or nothing. Chazal say, where does that come from? Hamin Eitz. Haman is Hamin Eitz. Has to do with the Eitz Hadas. What does Haman have to do? Haman has to do with the Eitz Hadas. How does Haman, yeah? I remember we were sitting once at the Pesach Seder. Yeah, and we were reading in the Haggadah, Ilu nasan lanu es Haman. So one of the kids in my house, they were young, they asked me, Ta, what does Haman have to do with the Ilu nasan lanu es Haman? He couldn't read it. What does Haman have to do with Pesach? I had the same question. What does Haman, you remember who it was, right? You remember who it was. What does Haman have to do with the Eitz Hadas? How did the Eitz Hadas come in? Amin ha-Eitz. Mefarshim say that just like Adam, he had everything in Gan Eden. He was just told, don't eat from the Eitz Hadas. What was the first thing he had to go eat? The Eitz Hadas. You have everything. Why don't you try everything out first? Go for it. Can you imagine the whole store's in front of you, and every type of cereal and ice cream and meat and you see that piece of chazer over there? Don't eat that, right? So what's the first thing he goes with the carriage? Right there to the chazer to eat it. That's how Hamina eats. You had everything, and the first thing you had to go to was the Eitz Hadas. What's the pshat in the maaser? What's the pshat in Adam Arishan and in Haman? And the answer is, the Torah is teaching you don't need to have everything. It's a lesson in life. Gan Eden is when you have everything but, and it's still Gan Eden. Restriction, not having everything you want, doesn't mean you don't have everything. That's called having everything. Who said Yeshli Rav? And who said Yeshli Kail? And who said Yeshli Kail? And who said Yeshli Rav? He said Yeshli Rav. Look it up. I know. And what did Esav say? What is it? When he has a Rav, Esav has a Rav. Yeshli Rav, they say that Esav had a Rav. As Ezekman in the Jewish humor belt. Yeah, he had a Rav. Esav had a Rav. What did he mean, Yeshli Rav? He never had everything because the more he had, the more he wanted. He always... Yaakov said, Yeshli Kail, whatever I have everything. I have enough. You know, Avram Avinu had a daughter. You know what her name was? Bakel. His daughter's name was Bakel. Why did he call her Bakel? It's a weird name, strange name, huh? You know, the halacha is you're not supposed to give a name to a child. But the child will be embarrassed with the name. Imagine you give a child a name, Kael. What kind of name is Bakel? You know what the real pshat is, Rabbi Yisrael? Avram Avinu had a boy, and then he had a girl. He had everything. Children. You have children, you have everything. That's Bakel. And he wanted to remember this. And whenever he mentioned his daughter's name, I have everything. Chabal. Bakel. I have everything. Yeah. We have children, we have everything. The Rabbi Hashem gives us children. The Rabbi Hashem gives us health. The Rabbi Hashem gives us life. We have everything. Talk to a guy. What do you mean? I don't have a Ferrari and I don't have a place, a second home. That's Yeshli Rav. Complaining is not just an act of complaint. It goes to the heart of Yiddishkeit. A Yid is not a complainer. I speak this with all conviction. With the fullest, I believe it 100%. A Yid who complains, something is wrong with his emuna, something is wrong with his panemius, there's something wrong. If he'd learn in Davin, he wouldn't complain about all this. If he had emuna, he wouldn't complain about this. So it's not just a gradu as a complainer. No. He's looking, he's savu taivis and asafso. Something's wrong with him. What are you searching? You got what you need. You got what you have. And the Torah says something's wrong with you. Something. There's something deeply, which is within a conflict. There's something missing. If you're a Yid, this doesn't go together. Something doesn't clap. What is tuv lev? You know, Rabbi Yisai, when you feel you're missing something, you're not generous. You're not tuv, the heart. You're angry, you're bitter. There's simcha, happiness, and then there's a certain hatova, slave. You know, Chazal tell us that one of the milas is lev teiv, a good heart. To the point that the Mishnah says this is the greatest mila of all the other milas. To have a lev teiv, to have a good heart. What does it mean to have a good heart? So people think it means to be kind. It's a lot more than that. A toiv lev, he's a happy person. People are kind and generous and loving. You see tuv lev in the context of happiness from the pasuk. There's two types of toivas lev. Lev toiv means he has a good heart. What do you mean he has a good heart? He does favors, yes. But it's more than that. He's got a healthy heart. You know, when you go to a doctor, he runs a lot of tests to see if your heart's healthy. But the only thing he wants, so if you have a hole in your heart, no, there's a lot of other things that if it's pumping and if it's strong, the muscles. Tuv lev encompasses, Rabbi Yisai, a lot of different things. And one of them is Sefrid, a mensch who's happy. An expression again in Yiddish. We're going to teach a lot of Yiddish today. Tuv lev atzefrid in a mensch. You see that it's not just about being kind to others, because the pasuk uses it in the context of simcha. Tacha asher lo yavadato es Hashem elikecha b'simcha tuv lev. And that's meyriv kail. You're missing the concept. You have what you need. You don't need to have everything in life. And That's Ivdus Hashem b'Simcha. That's called Simcha, and that's called Avodas Hashem. And if you don't have that, you're Misoinanim. Misoinanim. It's Rab Ozni Hashem. Hashem can't hear it. Hashem cannot listen to a Yid that cracks, like the Chafetz Chaim said, mitarnit zogin asi shlecht. Shver, shlecht nein. You know, I'll say it's bad. Misoinenim means avayim, zindigin. What is complaining? It's not complaining, it's sinning. It's a sin. Because Yiddishkeit, a Yid, and Tachas HaShaloi Vatas HaShem Alekecha B'Simcha V'Tuv Leiv is a contradiction. It's a contradiction. It's a contradiction. How do we avoid this? You have to have self-introspection. To look into yourself. What's really going on? And Rabbi Yerucham speaks a lot about this. You have to know where you... What's really? You're saying this, and you're complaining about this, but what's really wrong? You never know. Something could be very seriously wrong. Your complaint is a symptom of something more serious. And what is that seriousness? Isabu taiva. You're off. You're searching. There's a hole inside you. There's an emptiness inside you. You're searching. You're searching for the wrong thing. You're being misava for a taiva when the real taiva is tava nafshi l'dvarecha, like David HaMelech says. The real taiva is for the word of Hashem. That's what a Jew is misava for. Jew searches his heart. He has a taiva. Taiva to learn, to daven. And the mela, you're feeding it the wrong thing. You're being misava taiva. And the biggest proof will be when you start listening to yourself. Do you make any sense? Complainers, when it's not about the issue and it's not a real issue, it doesn't even add up. It doesn't make sense with the... It's all over the place. It's never about the issue. Remember that. Complaining usually is not about the issue. It's a simon of something deeper that's wrong. This is a parish in the Torah called Misoinanim, and we need to work on it. A person needs to work on it. If he sees negative, why am I seeing negative? Why? And the answer is maybe. It's a symptom of something deeper that lacks in emuna maybe, or I'm not learning properly, or I have bad midas. Can be many different things where the result of it is complaining. The result of it is misunderstanding.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.